another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is November the 29th, 2022. Well, yesterday I discussed the love of God. My thoughts were initiated by the book, The Five People You Meet in Heaven. The thought was, life ends, but love doesn't. In this book, The Five People You Meet in Heaven, although not theologically accurate, does cause us to think about what happens after this life. And that's a good thought for all of us to consider. This book doesn't claim to teach theology. It's only one person's story about life after death. However, we know that there is an existence after death. Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." The spirit will return unto God. That's what we know is going to happen. The spirit's going to leave this body and it's going to return to God, and then God's going to make the decision on what to do with it. So when we think of this, we know there is life after death. There's a song also that says, "Knowing what I know about heaven." It says it's a place where life and love will never end. Therefore, we know that heaven is a place of eternal life. So when considering this, it is important that we learn what the Bible has to say about eternal life. Almost all religions have some thought about eternity. They might speak of some place of eternal bliss, but they don't have any reason why someone can end up there. It's just after you die, you may cross the river Styx, or you may enter into some holding place, or you may just go out of existence. There's really no reality in why your life would be extending and why you will have eternal life. However, the scripture does make sense of life after death. The sense is that God breathed life into man, and man became a living soul. The soul dies because of sin and will suffer the consequences of that sin. There is a way to escape, though. There's a way to escape suffering the consequences of sin. A man named Jesus came underneath the penalty of sin. He experienced the punishment for sin for his people. And since he has experienced the penalty for sin, he is able to secure life for those for whom he died. He gives them eternal life. He took their death and he gives them life. And so not only does he give us life in principle, he displays this life for us. Because in actuality, after he suffers the penalty of sin in death, he is raised again from the dead, ascending to his Father. There are many eyewitnesses to his resurrection. Many saw him after he was buried. There is a place where we will live with him for eternity, and the Bible calls it heaven. And so we learn that there is a reality of heaven, and it's the substitutionary death of Christ that helps us get there, or really causes us to get there. So the scripture is also plain about those who will not experience life. There are those who will experience eternal death. All of those who do not believe that Jesus died in their place, they will suffer for their sin. They will suffer their own debt. They will spend eternity separated from God in hell. And we need to understand hell is a real place where eternal suffering will take place because of one's sin and then rejection of Jesus. So if you want to make sure you have eternal life, you need to believe in Jesus and he will give you eternal life. Reading fictional books is good. As a matter of fact, I'm reading the sequel to that. It's The Next Person You Meet in Heaven. It is enjoyable as long as you keep them in perspective. Make sure you don't build your theology or your beliefs upon them. Make sure your beliefs are built upon the Word of God. Knowing what I know, you need to trust Christ today. Knowing what I know my eternity is secure in heaven because of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. God, we come to you today thanking you for the word. We thank you that we can build our hopes upon the promise of eternal life. Lord, we thank you today also for rescuing us from the penalty of eternal death. Thank you that we can know what we know, and that knowledge is sure and steadfast in Christ. It's in the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good week. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.